Dear brothers and sisters in UTS family, I'm a fourth semester student at Doctor Ministry Program. My cohort is Ronnie Clark Scholars. The theme of this year of United Online Chapel, I was told, is global Christian entity and the kingdom of God. I was wondering, what should I speak about it? Then naturally, since I'm Chinese, so I have a feeling that I should speak something about China and a future revival of China. There's something in my heart, and I want to share it with you. Before I do that, I want to give you a little introduction about me. So probably many people haven't heard of me. So I was born and raised in China in the 1970s, and I never dreamed to become a Christian. But through a series of life events, I was able to come out of my country in 2001. I went to London to study at the London School of Economics. Then next year, I went to University of Southern California to finish my second year degree. While I was in London, some people preached gospel to me, and I was somewhat convicted. I was a sinner, but didn't realize how to become a Christian. So at that point of time, my life was full of struggle. I felt I should come to the United States to finish my second year's study at USC, because it was a joint program between London School of Economics and USC. But we had the option to finish the first year in London as well and go back to China. I was very much struggling because I did not have enough money. Through a long time struggling, in the meantime, I got my visa from the United States. I decided to take a chance to come to the United States of America. But I only had $300 in my pocket after purchasing a one-way ticket. When I arrived here, I had to face reality. I may not be able to survive in the US. So the first day I was struggling again outside of the registering office, I was thinking I could not possibly to survive in the US. I don't have money to pay tuition. I don't have money to pay rent. I don't know what to do. If I register, I have to pay them. If I quit right now, I can just go back to China and probably work out a deal with my previous school to finish my degree. I had a very hard time struggle. Then at the end of the day, I sat down by a curb and prayed a prayer. And nobody taught me how to pray. I pray in my deepest being. I told God, God, I'm such a sinner. Do you still remember me? Then after this prayer, I felt peace. Then I decided to find a place to buy a ticket to go back to China. A miracle happened. A brother, a Christian, Chinese Christian from local church movement associated with Watchman Nee, which is elite. They have an on-campus ministry. This brother brought me to them. They have a on-campus student housing. So they offered me a place to stay and pray with me, brought me into the Lord, and also brought me to school to talk with the school director to work out my issue. I was able to stay, and I was able to finish my degree at USC. It was a miraculous story. I want to keep it short. But afterwards, I spent 13 years in local church movement. In 2004, there was a awakening or a revival among the Chinese speaking ones in the local church movement in New Jersey. In 2003, I overheard a testimony of how a Chinese Christian, lukewarm one, became really very changed after the training in 2003. So I heard the Holy Spirit told me, you're going to go in 2004, then you will experience a radical change as well. And I give heed to this voice, I did go to this revival meeting in 2004, New Jersey. Then in that meeting, people were asked to dedicate themselves to the Lord. It's quite a revival. I was struggling again. I did not know what dedication means. I was just an believer for a year. I had a lot of worldly ambition. I didn't know what to do. And I didn't even believe what they preached, that the Lord will come back. I had a hard time to believe that, but there's just an atmosphere to push me to consider to dedicate myself to the Lord. And in the evening, I knelt down and to pray, God, if you are coming back for real, I want you to reveal yourself to me so I can dedicate myself to you. That night, I had a weird dream, or it's like a wild wake, or it's between wake and a dream. I felt two persons were trying to fight greatly over my heart, and a person was stronger, and he took my heart. Literally, I even felt the pain at my heart physically. So after this encounter, I was transformed greatly. People in my church were very surprised. On the next day, during a meeting, when I was listening to the preacher to talk, then suddenly I saw heaven open. Jesus spoke to me and he said, when my body is built, I will come back. It's something like that. This encounter just transformed me and changed me dramatically, made me from a nominal, lukewarm Christian to a zealous Christian. In the local church movement, I was baptized in 2002. And I was transformed greatly in 2004. I started to pursue the Lord earnestly. I want to serve him in a greater way, but I had no idea that I would be able to serve him or go out of my nomination. I had no idea at that moment. But in 2014 or 2015, I have been in the local church movement for 13 years, mainly with learning how to pursue holiness and reading Bible. It's more in that sort. And I've been almost married for 10 years. Then we realized we couldn't have a baby for almost 10 years. We tried everything, IVF 4 to 5 times, Chinese herb, all kinds of doctor in the US and in China. We just couldn't have it. A lot of struggle and tears were shed during this time. A lot of prayer were prayed. I often went out to pray, consecrate, to dedicate myself again to the Lord, promising the Lord I will serve him with my whole life if he can heal my wife, heal us, heal our infertility problem. You know, local church movement is a denomination that they stress on holiness and the Bible, but they don't talk about much on divine healing and prophesying in the Pentecostal circle. I was trying to receive spiritual help within our denomination as well, but I just could not find the help and that what I need. So by 2014 and 2015, I started secretly to listen to some preachers online talking about divine healing and prophecies. Then gradually, I came in contact with a ministry of global awakening or with Randy Clark. But before that, I heard there was a prophetic conference in Oregon on January 2016. I felt I should go. Then I went there to Oregon, hoping to learn more about hearing the voice of the Lord and get some healing and prayers. Because at that time, I have been to all over the United States to join all kinds of healing meetings, seeking help from healing evangelists, prophetic people to help. So I went there with this hope. And God surely met me there. One of the preachers said, from today, you will be able to hear God speaking to you clearly than ever before. You are here not by accident, but by God's divine appointment. Before I went on to this journey, I also read a book by one of the speakers called Chuck Pierce. He wrote a book, God Unveiled the Battle Plan. In this book, he recalled a visitation by the Lord in the 80s. And God told him what China would be in 2006 or beyond, even beyond that. And he said, the Lord Jesus told him there will be a great revival in China, and this revival will spread all over China. I just, you know, seeking help from this Pentecostal guys, healing evangelists, you know, a great man of God to help my infertility problem. So I read that on my way over there. I also read it again you know, when I got there in the meeting, I went out to pray, hoping to hear God about my problem. Then I went to a Christian bookstore. I sat down there. Then God highlighted a calendar and spoke to me through that calendar that I will have a child that year. The calendar's name is 2016, Plan Your Family. And the Lord highlighted that calendar and spoke to me clearly. I heard, you will have a child this year. Then there's another image on the wall of the Christian bookstore. It's a Bible image. I started my ministry, Jairus Bible World Ministry, in secret. That's why I use nickname Jairus, because in local church movement, we were not taught to have our own ministry. So I started secretly using a nickname. Then the Lord spoke to me through that picture, same picture I found online to use my ministry posting. He spoke to me again, this ministry is from him. So I was excited. I heard from the Lord that I was going to have a baby. Then it eventually became true. Later May 2016, God spoke to me through another dream that had confirmed with me, telling me, do you know that you have a child next month? In the dream, I said, I did not know. I related this to my wife and, you know, and a common friend. They were having a hard time to believe. In the end of May, my wife found herself miraculously healed and pregnant. The baby was born safe and well in early 2017. Now the baby is 4 years old. So this is a miracle story. But the point I'm trying to say is along the other line, the book. When I came back from this conference, one day I was walking on the street of Washington, D.C., randomly thinking that about this great revival in China, because I read this on the way to the conference. I just felt to pick up the book and read it again on my airplane there. When I got there, this speaker, Chuck Pierce, he also mentioned this story again in the conference. So, you know, three times in a row when I came back, one day I was just walking on the street of Washington, D.C. I thought of this. I was just pondering. Suddenly, I heard the Holy Spirit ask, because I never heard that clearly what the Holy Spirit speaks to me before this event, what happened in this prophetic conference. And he suddenly asked me, what is a big revival? I was so surprised. And immediately in my spirit, I replied, I heard 1 out of 10 Chinese people were already converted to be Christians. Are there already a great revival in China? I was saying this because I was saved in overseas. I did not participate much church meeting or service in mainland China. I was a non-believer there. I never dreamed to be going back to China to serve any church there. That's just not in my radar, because I was taught in local church movement, our main focus is to preach gospel to overseas Chinese students. There are quite a lot already. That's just my thinking. And immediately, I heard the Holy Spirit ask back a question again. How about 2 out of 10? I was shocked again by the clarity of the speaking of the Holy Spirit I have ever heard. And in a very short time, I had a calculation. There will be another 100 million Chinese people will be saved. And I felt the Holy Spirit was just challenging me to open my thought, open my perspective, to change my mindset. I don't think he meant that in this coming great revival of China, there will only be 2 out of Chinese be saved. It does not mean that. But he was just challenging me to think outside of my box. At this point of time, I never dreamed to be able to serve the Lord beyond my denomination. I never dreamed to leave my denomination at that time. But later, the Lord led me to study in Pentecostal and in later in UTS for my doctoral ministry. I never thought this would happen. And another thing is that I was only focusing on solving my own problem. That it was a problem in fertility. We really want to have a child. We were exhausted for 10 years of barrenness with a lot of tears and struggling. Later, I met a prophet from Korea. He confirmed what the Holy Spirit spoke to me on that day. He just told me every step of my way was led by the Holy Spirit, even though I did not realize. And he said, God will have you to come back to China, to go all over China to teach the word of God and be part of this revival. And he said specifically, 21st century is a century that God will use to evangelize China. But he also told me that your ministry will be still based in the United States because the Lord has brought you into the United States and will train you more in English and other matters. The Lord will also send you all over the United States to preach in English-speaking churches. This is also something I have never thought of. It would be happening. I have never thought of it. It's just beyond my mentality. But later, the Lord started to speak to me through different spiritual encounters with him and prophetic dreams and visions about this coming revival of China. I do want to apologize if I refer to too many personal spiritual encounters and prophetic dreams and visions, because beyond these dreams and visions and these spiritual encounters with the Lord, I have no idea to know how this greater revival of China would be looking like. I have no idea because I just could not know in my natural. On the last day of 2017, I was taken into heaven in a prophetic dream. One person, I did not recognize he was the Lord first, but later it proved it was him because the Lord often manifests himself to me in different form, sometimes in a disguise of a different Chinese person in the dream. But in this dream, this Chinese person, a Chinese old lady, used to appear to me in many different prophetic dreams, brought me with a great power into heaven. We flew for quite a while. Then I was taken up to the heaven above China. Then we flew over there for a while first. I was able to see all the houses of the Chinese people living in, but without a city. We were flying over China, but I could see people, multitudes of people living in those houses. Then of this, then I was brought into heaven by a glass window. Then I was shown a multitude of people coming to heaven like taking an elevator. I was so shocked. At that time, I saw a cherubim flying over me that I recognized I'm in a heavenly atmosphere. Upon realizing this, and also recognize the Chinese lady who appeared to me in this dream was the Lord Jesus Christ himself. After being recognized, the Lord appeared back to his form, and he showed me a few peoples. They looked like a few generals of the church, probably in the past. And he asked me, do you want to be like one of them? I was so shocked, and I said, yes, I'm willing, but my flesh is weak. Then I started to cry hardly. Then another thing is, I heard in the presence of our company, I heard some Chinese saints in the glory. They were singing a very beautiful Chinese hymn. I was very much encouraged. I often saw probably in heaven, beyond our heavenly language, there's still Chinese and other language. Of course, in the end, the Lord personally confirmed with me that if I am willing to put down myself, he will use me greatly. I'm referring to this encounters and several encounters happened afterwards. I found myself in dreams. I often was taken in my spirit to China with the Lord and meet him there. And he will show things about China to me, or sometimes he just didn't speak a word. In one night in a prophetic dream, I was taken to China in my spirit to a Chinese campus. I was not quite sure what going on. The Lord suddenly appeared to me in a bright light. And he laid his hand on my head and I fell down backward when I got up and he was ready to go. Of course, there are many prophetic encounters with the Lord about China and in China. About several months ago, I was taken into another vision. In this vision is the most vivid 3D type vision I was ever shown. Then I saw the great revival in China bursting out in all over China. People were dancing and celebrating and worshiping God all over the streets of China. Then in the next scene, I was brought into a heavenly meeting where many saints in the glory, including Chinese and Westerners, were meeting there. There was a Chinese lady who gave me a tour of that place, and she specifically mentioned that this to me. She said to me, this revival is something she has never thought when she was on earth. So that gave me a hint. She probably is one of the saints in glory. There were many people on site. And in the end of this prophetic vision, I was shown the political evil spirit was bounded by some angels. And I saw the great political change will come into China of this great revival. China will become a democratic nation that also worship God. Not only I was shown many visions and dreams about future revival of China, I was also shown there's a great revival coming to Japan and Korea as well. In another prophetic dream, I was brought into one of the islands in Japan and was fishing there. Then suddenly the Lord appeared, gave me some healing on my hand because my hand was hurt in this dream by fishing there. He took out something from his lower feet. There was a hole. I took out some certain type of special thing. I didn't know what it was, but applied to my hand. And he supernaturally in that dream gave me the love towards Japanese people. And through many other dreams about Japan, I was shown there is a great revival will come to Japan as well. And Korea. In another dream, I was shown a map, Korea connecting to Japan. In the natural, they were not connected, but in the dream, they were connected like they are one. I felt this great revival will come not only China, but Korea and Japan as well. Political change will come to Korea, even North Korea. In another prophetic encounter, I was taken into a future embassy set up by North Korea in Washington, D.C., adjacent to the current embassy of South Korea. And I was never there, but just this prophetic dream. And in this dream, I saw many American people coming in and out of this North American embassy. The Lord is doing something great in bringing this revival to China, Japan, Korea, even Middle East. And also there is going to have a great revival coming to the United States, America as well. In 2013, still seeking to receive our healing and the Lord's direction, my wife had a job opportunity open up in Pennsylvania. So we were thinking to move there from Maryland. On our way to New York to seek medical help, I saw a vision, the first vision in the day I saw a vision of a tornado, or is it like whirlwind? It starts from small, but grow bigger and bigger, going up to all over the sky. Then I heard the Lord telling me in the spirit, do not leave Maryland, stay there. There will be a great revival coming from Maryland. That was 2013. Later, another prophetic encounter I had with the Lord. The Lord appeared to me. Behind him was two rivers. The Lord said, this two rivers will be converged. Just in a dream, I'm being silly. I just told the Lord that, wow, probably we can build a tunnel in the upper stream of this two river, and you know, probably it'll take a shortcut to bring this stream together. But the Lord replied back, no, this two river will converge in the lower stream. And he showed me these two rivers will converge in the place where I live in Maryland. I was quite shocked. The Lord did not tell me what these two rivers are. Since then, I have been pondering this before the Lord. What I can think of is the convergence of holiness and power, because personally, I was trained in the local churchmen to pursue holiness and know the Bible truth. Then the Lord miraculously led me to Pentecostal churches to learn about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. In 2015, I also received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and having activated some gifts of the Holy Spirit and eager to learn more, I'm practicing more about this gifts of the Holy Spirit. So my project in the UTS is also about this convergence. My topic is comparing the prophesying practice in both local church movement and the Pentecostal church movement. I'm trying to, in my own knowledge, to bring the holiness and power together. Maybe one day the church is equipped with both holiness, the character, the fruits of the Holy Spirit, are the power of the Holy Spirit. Because for Paul and for other apostles, they were never separated. This is what I've been doing in the UTS. And how I came to UTS is also interesting. I got into connected with Global Awakening, and the prophecy I received is the Lord is going to train me more through various means. So I felt led to participate all the prophetic certification classes and a divine healing class offered by Global Awakening. And in Global Awakening conferences and events, I was made known that they have a joint program between Global Awakening and UTS, which is the Randy Clark program I'm in now. In the very beginning, I did not know this something the Lord has led me to. So I pray to God, give me a sign. So I know it's your calling for me to come to UTS. The Lord did confirm me with two signs. So I became a student in this UTS. So I just shared briefly about my testimony and how I got into UTS. The point I try to make is I never realized I was called to be something part of that great is coming great revival in China. It's possible for us to be in something great, but without realizing. For example, if we are sleeping in a five-speed train without realizing that, we may not realize we are moving very fast. But once you see another train pass you from another direction, you will suddenly realize, oh, wow, I'm indeed in a fast speeding train. Likewise, I feel UTS is also in something greater than maybe some of us have not realized. Last year, I remember when Miss Yun told me that there were some Chinese students want to come to the UTS to participate some auditing of the classes, but they were not able to come to the US because of the COVID thing and visa issue. And that time, I just feel in my spirit, wow, the Lord is going to connect UTS with this coming great China revival in a much greater way. Maybe the Lord will use UTS help to train many Chinese leaders that the Lord are going to use in this coming revival. I think I'm just one of it, and the Lord needs many to do this great work. I know a lot of groups out there, they may also participate in this calling, but I feel that UTS may have a very special work God has called them to do. Of course, we're talking about global Christianity, but I feel this is also somewhat related to the dear church believers in Christ in the America and other Western countries. I feel personally there is a bottleneck Western Christianity has entered into. The Lord has used the Western Christianity in a great way. There are many great richness and wonderful men and women of God throughout the history of Western Christianity. But I feel we are in certain dilemma, a certain bottleneck that Western Christianity cannot overcome. I don't know what it is exactly, but I feel the Lord is raising up something, some movement from Asia or China, specifically China. This great revival is not something just a revival. It's something beyond a revival. It's something that the Lord is going to do a much greater things in China. And this will help to break many people's mindset and perspective or mentality in Western Christianity. There is something that unique is coming from China that will help the Western Christianity break up the current situation. It's all connected. The Lord will bless America and will use America greatly to help to train those who will participate in this great revival in China. But on the other hand, the Lord will also use this momentum from China to give a push to Western Christianity to help them to go a much deeper, a much greater level they have never been, because there are certain limitations they cannot overcome on their behalf right now. It's just my sharing, and I hope this word bless you. And I want to say again, it's just my personal opinion. Even I mentioned a lot of prophetic encounters and dreams and vision. It doesn't mean that all my speaking is just says the Lord or something like that. I'm not trying to see that. But I'm having a sincere heart trying to prove that this message is from the Lord. At least I believe so. So the revival is coming for sure, and is coming earlier than we will realize, or even is already by our doorstep. We may not realize it. If we realize this is something from the Lord, we should be encouraged in this difficult situation, COVID, and with all the political things happening in the United States. This all the parts of God's plan. Because in another dream, I was seeing a big angel sticking out a very long stick from heaven and reaching the earth, reaching the ocean and earth. And he started to stir. And I saw the wave, great waves of trouble coming in, like the sea waves. And many houses of people were in the sea, people running for lives. I just feel all the stirring, all the political things happening in this country, even COVID, is not a coincidence. They are all part of God's plan. I know some negative things like COVID is from the enemy to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But God allowed this to happen is to shake all the things can be shaken so that people will be brought into the kingdom that cannot be shaken. And the purpose of the shaking is to wake up the churches and cause them to repent, to bend their knees, and to plead to God and to ask for his mercy and be prepared and be ready to receive this massive global awakening, massive revival coming to this earth. And that's why the enemy fought so hard to prevent this and to make people feel they are hopeless. They are just the opposite. I had this feeling before I had the final breakthrough, before I received the miracle baby. All the hell were broken loose to me. My wife did not want to talk to me for 2 weeks. After I have the dream on May 12, 2016, the Lord told me I would have a child next month. All the hell was against me. I was miserable. I was calling on the name of the Father and Jesus Christ and opened my arm to worship him by singing the song, God, the Father, you are good, good Father. You give great, great gift. I was shedding in tears and singing this song. After 2 weeks, the final breakthrough came in And my wife texted me, and she told me, "You got a lottery." And she found herself miraculously pregnant. We were able to reconcile, and this baby brought in much blessing and healing to our lives. I feel the turmoil is going to end soon, because the Lord will going to bless us with a baby, a corporate baby. That will be the revival of the church. We often heard that before the dawn, darkness is the greatest. I experienced this in the personal level, and I had a breakthrough. Now I have a feeling, corporately, this breakthrough is coming soon. And the Lord is going to release a massive deliverance toward the church and toward the many countries, including China. Many will be brought out of Egypt and bring into the kingdom of the light. And people will see miraculous things happening in both America and China and all over the world. Political change will happen not only in China, North Korea, but in the United States as well. Many people, even including many believers in the church, they will be shocked. And many people in the world will claim there surely is a God in this universe. And after this thing over, many people will turn their heart to God, and the revival will break out. And I hope this word will bless you, and I hope will bless UTS. I'm truly grateful. UTS has blessed me, has been helped me a lot to prepare for my future ministry. And I see again, UTS has a specific calling in this next move of God, probably related to this coming revival of China. And everyone in this UTS, you have a much greater calling than you have ever realized. And God bless you, and God bless America, and God bless China. And God bless this coming revival. And God bless every one of us in the UTS.